From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The three Americans credited with thwarting an attack by a gunman on a French train Friday night have held their first news conference together in Paris. U.S. Airman Spencer Stone and National Guardsman Alex Scarlatos were the first to tackle the gunman. Scarlatos says it didn't take much forethought.
It wasn't really a conscious decision. We just kind of acted. There wasn't much thinking going on, at least on my end. I don't know about them. Spencer?
No, not at all.
The third American, Anthony Sadler, is a college student. The three were traveling in Europe together. Britain reopened its embassy in Iran today. It had been closed for 4 years. The BBC's Simon Clemison reports British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was on hand for the ceremony.
UK's relationship with Iran is getting much more friendly. What the Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, is hoping for is that that relationship can now build even further, can get stronger, that it can be based partly on trade when these sanctions are lifted. But at the same time, some are saying actually his European partners are far ahead of him on that trade aspect.
The BBC's Simon Clemison. North and South Korean diplomats continue intense talks in the demilitarized zone in an effort to ease heightened tensions, but the rivals are on high alert. Seoul says Pyongyang has doubled its artillery near the border. South Korea also says it'll continue to broadcast propaganda through loudspeakers at the border, despite North Korean demands to stop. In North Central Washington State, Fire Incident Commander Todd Pachota says the battle against the Okanagan Wildfire Complex is unrelenting.
If you add up all the edge of all the spot fires as well as the main fires, that perimeter totals over 1,000 miles.
Conditions are expected to change and could fuel higher winds and spread the blazes even further. Several Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls made appearances on the Sunday talk shows. NPR's Brakton Booker reports top themes included Donald Trump's lead in the polls and whether Vice President Joe Biden will enter the race.
The vice president's meeting with Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is seen as a strong indicator he's seriously weighing another White House bid. Speaking on ABC, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says he'd welcome Biden's entry.
It would be nice to have at least one more lifelong Democrat in the race.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was asked on CBS about his immigration plan, which calls for deporting millions living in the U.S. illegally.
We're a nation based on laws, and we're based on borders. We don't have a border. We don't have laws.
His plan also includes building a wall along the U.S. southern border and having Mexico pay for it. Brakton Booker, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. The Italian Coast Guard says it coordinated a multinational rescue of about 4,400 migrants off the coast of Libya yesterday. It says it's the largest single-day rescue operation yet. Lebanon's Prime Minister Tamam Salam is hinting he might resign if his cabinet fails to resolve the country's latest political crisis. NPR's Allison Mews reports the announcement comes after demonstrators were met with rubber bullets in Beirut.
Thousands took to the streets under the slogan, "You stink." Lebanon has been plagued by a garbage pileup for more than a month. That's on top of daily power cuts and a year-long presidential vacuum. Then there's the war next door in Syria. Lebanon hosts 2 million refugees, but protesters are blaming the country's ruling elite for the long-standing dysfunction. The protesters are independent of the rival political parties, and they're calling for an end to Lebanon's sectarian system. Security forces dispersed the crowds with rubber bullets and water cannons and fired blanks in the air. They say 35 of their own were also wounded. But protesters are vowing a sit-in until the government resigns. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.
The panda den at the National Zoo is more crowded today. 17-year-old Mei Shang has given birth to twins. The first was born at 5:35 last night. The second one came at 10:07. The zoo says both appear healthy. The twins arrived just in time for their sister Bao Bao's second birthday today. She also lives at the zoo. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.